Hello?
Hey, Ray. It's Gail at Local Splash. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Give me just a
good. Sure.
Alrighty. All right, I got my buddy coming over, my partner, business partner.
Okay. All right. Do we need him before we get started getting you set up, or is he coming over to make payment, or?
Yeah, he's going to be the one to make the payment, but we had to cancel our stuff with Angeles, so they were giving us
sure.
a full refund. And
they are?
Yeah, so we were surprised about that, but
wow,
what was that?
Oh no, go ahead.
We were gonna have to come out of pocket today.
Gotcha. Oh, what are you gonna have to come? $298, and not a penny more.
I think we misunderstood. We thought we were gonna have to pay the $99.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
We have to do the first month and the setup fee. Yep. Gonna be able to make her work?
That's what I was saying, like, we gotta wait for it to finish sending or however they're gonna do it.
Gotcha. When did they say they were gonna... What's that?
We didn't want to lose the opportunity.
Right. Gosh. Any, trying to think of ways I can help you make this work. Do you have any ideas?
It's gonna.
If we could do the 99 and then Friday.
Yeah, if we could do the 99 today, we could pay the rest by the end of the week. That's whenever it's supposed to be. By the end of next week, it's supposed to be in.
Okay.
If we put it money towards it to say, hey, we're serious. And then the rest of the money from the Angie leads that's supposed to be back in his account, we can push that forward. And then any jobs that we get in between, if we happen to get across that amount, we'll just push it forward towards this account, if we could do that.
So, unfortunately, I do have to charge both at the same time in order for it to go through. I'll get in trouble if I don't do both at the same time.
Okay.
But let me think here. What we could do, let me see something. So you're thinking the 28th, or are you thinking this Friday that they'll have it back to you?
The 28th,
okay.
For whatever reason, they told us at first it was the 2 day back or whatever, and then I guess he was going to file it or whatever, and he said their systems are slow or something, I don't know. And then that it would be no later than next Friday, the 28th.
When did you guys sign up for Angie's?
Like 3 or 4 days ago.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So it's probably, I bet it's under a 3 day ROR. That's why they have to give it back. So what you could try to speed it along, there's a federal law. It's called a 3 day right of rescission. So you can cancel any contract within 3 days of signing the contract, and your money by federal law has to be given back to you. So what you can do is go to your bank and say, I want to use the 3 day ROR. I don't want this service. They're not what they said they were. I want my money back. And they're supposed to just reverse the charges on Angie and give you your money back.
Okay.
That's what the bank is supposed to do. I would do it today though, what clued me in, it was probably only about 3 days ago then. And that was kind of what clued me in that Angie's never gives refunds. I mean, I've never even heard of it. I was going to ask you, what did you do to get it? So I can tell other people.
What happened? And he was like, when you subscribe to something, a lot of those companies, they'll try to get you to say, like, oh, we'll waive this or we'll waive that. And we're like, no, we kind of want our thing back. And so they told us that refund us our full amount if they'll give us 5 leads. And I was like, no, we'll just refund it. And he was like, oh, we understand. And I understand where y'all are coming from. You know, y'all just getting started, yada, yada, yada. That was the end of it.
Gotcha. Wow. That's amazing. I mean, they're usually not that easy. I guess I would try your bank. I would call them, tell them that bit of info and see if they can do that.
Okay. I can give them a call. I mean, how much time do we have?
I can probably buy us.
I can call you when we have it, but I don't know if it's still going to be open.
Sure. Well, why don't we do this? Why don't you check with your bank? And so you'll have a hard time getting back through to me. You might end up waiting for a while or me having to call you back anyway because I'm on the phone so much. I can call you back after a bit and see if it worked, if they're going to do that, and where we're at. I've got, if we can't get anything done today, I've got one last ditch effort that I think will work, but I'd rather get it done sooner. I don't want to have to make the ask. I'd have to ask to my boss. I'll do it for you. Don't get me wrong. I'd just rather not because I know he's going to hound me over it. So yeah, if there's any way we can.
Well, we're dedicated. I mean, I don't know if that'd be an issue, but we'll try to call the bank and see what happens. And then, but if that, doesn't go through, we can try that if you want to. But I do want to let you know firsthand that we already called and canceled our subscription with them. So we're ready to go with Uber.
Okay. So my other last idea, which will work, the ask is that I have to ask him for a longer period of time. So normally I can get you all set up. I'll go through all of your information, get the links and everything I need, get your credit card information in and not run it. So in other words, we'll post date it. The problem is they usually only let us do a post date maximum of 5 days out. And I would have to ask them for 8, 9 days. I guess, and that's my concern. I think I can talk him into it if I have to, but he's going to ask me, did you exhaust all other options? So we should probably try. So I'm not going to let this go anywhere. I already just told him that I'm going to hold it for a little bit longer. You guys need a little more time. He okayed that, so we're good. And I understand. I believe you when you say you want the listing. And I'm willing to help you in any way I can because I want to see you guys on it too. I don't want it to go to somebody else. I know you guys need the exposure, you need the business, and you're good guys. So I want you to have the listing so you can grow your business.
Hey, Miss Gail, this is Butch.
Hey, Butch.
Hey, I heard everything you just said.
Awesome.
I was wondering. If it would still be available on the 28th, because if we don't have if the bank says no, and you're not able to push it to the 8 or 9 days to hold it, would it still be available for us to be able to purchase on the 28th? And we'd pay we would pay the $99, the $199, and we would end up we'd have to pay the next month as well.
Actually, you wouldn't owe the next month until November 28th. I wouldn't do that to you. I wouldn't make you pay 2 months at a time. So it'll still be the $199 and $99. And I will get it held until the 28th. Come hell or high water, one way I'll hold it for you until the 28th. I'll take whatever I take on my end and it'll be all just fine. It's nothing I haven't done before. So,
We don't want you to get reprimanded for, for something that,
I won't get written up. It's nothing like that. He'll just pester me about it and give me grief about it. And I can handle that. I'm a smart aleck. I was going to say another, you guys draw out or you make me want to say, I'm a smarty pants. There we go. So no, I'm all right. I can take it. I can take it, and I'll take it for you guys. I'd like to see you on this listing. So, no, I will make sure that it's held. one way or another. I know how to do it. A couple people just might not like it as much as the other way, but that's all right.
Okay. No, I just wanted to make sure that you know, that we're all on the same page, that, you know, we might not have the funds for the 28th if the bank says no.
So. Yep, absolutely. And that's okay. I'm prepared for that. And I'm kind of expecting it, just because who knows? It's an unknown. So I'm a plan for the worst kind of girl. I was in the military too. So
okay.
I'm a plan for the worst kind of person. So I've already got that in the back of my head. It's all worked out in my brain. We'll be good. I'll make sure I can hold it free until the 28th if we can't get it done today. That's all right.
Okay.
Okay. So do you want me to touch base with you maybe hour? Do you think that's enough? Half hour?
We'll do a half hour.
Okay. I just thought of something else too. Did I send you my contact information? I did. Okay,
yes,
perfect.
Yeah, you did.
Awesome. So, you know, if you find out something from your bank sooner, you can just text me and say, "Hey, Gail, give me a call." That way I can free up my line and then give you a buzz that way.
Okay, that works.
Perfect. All right, well, good luck, guys. I truly hope you get it back today. I mean, I'm sure that would help you guys too, get all that money back. But if it doesn't happen till next week, then we're good with it. We'll make it happen.
Okay. Well, I appreciate all right. Everything you're doing.
Not a problem. Not a problem. I go to the ends of the earth for people I like, and you guys just struck me as good people, and you're out there trying to do the good thing. So I'll help you do that.
Well, we appreciate it.
No problem. So we'll talk to you in an hour-ish, if not sooner.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys, and good luck.
Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.